This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. After more than 2 years, one of the nearly 300 Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram has been found. In 2014, the Islamic militant group abducted the girls from their boarding school in Chibok, Nigeria. The action prompted worldwide outrage and a campaign to bring back our girls. About 50 managed to escape shortly after the abduction. But this young woman, found this week, is the first to be found since then. She reportedly said that some of the girls have died, but many remain in captivity. More than 200 of the girls are still missing. Dion Searcy is the West Africa Bureau Chief for the New York Times. She joins me now from Dakar, Senegal. Hello, Dion.
Hello.
How much information has been obtained from this young girl, and where was she found?
Well, the details are slowly coming out. She was found apparently wandering the Sambisa Forest, which is a known Boko Haram hideout. What we know so far is she was malnourished and apparently had escaped. The Nigerian military has really been ramping up its attacks on Boko Haram, and she was able to flee because the camp came under attack, and she also, I think, was hungry. She was also with a man and a baby. And that's providing a lot of intrigue because initially the man had said he was her husband and also a Boko Haram captive. But the military is saying that he is also a Boko Haram fighter.
So this is conceivably an escape and a defection on the part of this fighter. And it's also possible that based on the health of this young girl and the aerial bombardment reports that, I mean, the girls might be in some serious danger right now.
Well, I think the girls have been in some serious danger for the past 2 years. I mean, they're being held by fighters who might be raping them, who probably are not treating them particularly well. We know there's a big food crisis that Boko Haram has created and is now fallen victim to. The girl reportedly told people in her community that six others of the girls have died. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Do people have faith in the Nigerian military to extract these girls and to keep the aerial bombardment from killing girls that, as you say, are in horrific conditions? But it would be so unfortunate if that would be the conclusion of this unfortunate situation.
I don't think anyone has any faith at all in the government or in the military. I mean, at least not the parents. I mean, these girls have been gone for 2 years, despite repeated pledges from the new president as well to find them. They still have hope, but faith, I think, has gone a long time ago. Now, military sources have said for some time that they believe these girls are being held as human shields in the forest. And so there's reason that Boko Haram would want to keep them alive because it keeps the military from bombing them. So that's one thing I think they have going in their favor.
Finally, is there the prospect of a reunion between this girl and a family member, parents? It's also the case that people who are abducted like this and are put through this compulsory sort of marriage ceremony by Boko Haram tend to be shunned by their families. So what's the situation?
Well, she has been delivered to her mother and did go to Chibok and met with community members, some of whom were crying and just really overjoyed to see her. So at least that hasn't happened just yet. But you know, I think it's not going to be an easy road for her. There is so much mistrust of anyone who has spent any time with Boko Haram. I mean, this is a group of people who have been completely brutalized. You know, they've lost their homes, they've lost family members, and they're very, very suspicious of anyone who's been with Boko Haram, let alone someone who may have had a child with a Boko Haram fighter, which might be the case with this woman.
Dion Searcy is the West Africa Bureau Chief of the New York Times, speaking from Dakar, Senegal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.